Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
We're weighing in on the text page. They like spicy Altuve showing up again, so that's good.
Oh, yeah. Altuve's just, I mean, he's had enough this year. There's no time to be the nice little gentle kid that everybody, you know, just loves. And he was unfairly prosecuted and persecuted during the being better than everybody else scandal. And he's had enough. Mm-hmm. It's all boiling over. It's outbursts like this from Altuve that can basically just light a fire under a team like the Astros, who win last night after being. I honestly can't act like the Astros were the victims of the bad umpiring. It was just both sides were just taking one on the chin from the home plate umpire.
Yeah,
it's
offensive as a baseball fan and a baseball community that Brennan Miller would be allowed to umpire that game. That's all.
Not to mention the MLB replay booth back in New York. I mean, baseball's just, there's so much idiocy about stuff that should be simple and plain.
Yep.
A ball is 4 inches away from actually hitting a batter. And you can't overturn that?
Right.
I mean, what the hell?
Right. Yeah, remember that happened with Bregman last week, and Espada ended up getting ejected over that, you know, the replay.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was trying to, I couldn't recall which atrocity. There's so many atrocities
saying
stacking
it, they were
up
saying
now,
it
Sean.
Hit his bat, they were saying it was a foul ball, and the thing missed his bat by 3 inches, so yeah. And it hit him. That was last week. This week's atrocity was last night. Fortunately, the Astros navigate those rough waters. 4-3, the final score in 10 innings. So they win an extra inning game as well last night. 5-game lead on the Mariners, who lost. We'll get into that more in headlines. We're going to start digging into Minnesota and the Texans as well at the top of the hour, but still some leftovers from the weekend and from that game. Video that was circulating yesterday, numerous outlets having the same take on it as well. I'm going to play the audio first. And then, Seth, see if via the audio you can discern what exactly the issue is that people have with this, okay?
Yeah.
So here is, this is C.J. Stroud and Caleb Williams meeting at midfield after the game was over, a 19-13 Texans win on Sunday Night Football.
Good job out there, bro.
Yeah.
Hey,
keep going.
Stop taking those hits.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
right?
Hey,
yeah.
Learn from those mistakes. And everything that you got, bro, is in you already, bro. You're going to be a hell of a player in this league.
Yeah.
All right, boy.
Appreciate it.
For sure.
All right, so 15 seconds of dapping each other up and CJ dishing out some advice to the youngster.
Good on you too, Sean, because when I had listened to this, it was kind of in a noisy environment, and I was thinking that I had the subtitles and everything. I didn't send it because I didn't think the audio was that good, but that audio was just fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're telling me, I am clueless about whether, like, whatever people are reading into this video or what have you.
Okay.
I'm guessing it could be one of two things, depending on who and where you are. I'm guessing that people are pointing out that Caleb Williams looked like he had no interest in really listening to CJ's advice and was just trying to get the hell out of there.
That would be correct.
Okay, good.
Yes, yes.
The only other thing I thought was, all right, are people going to act? I thought some people might look at it and think, like, who the hell CJ think he is? Like, he's a made man or something, and he's sitting there doling out advice to guy who's basically his contemporary.
That's a really good point. Caleb Williams might be older than CJ Stroud, for all I know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, CJ's a young guy. CJ turns 23 in October. So CJ's a young guy, wise beyond his years, to be sure. That's interesting. I didn't see any of that, but probably because my timeline is maybe programmed to not have like a ton of negative CJ stuff on it, just based on
you're heavily Houston centric. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I think. It would stand a reason.
Sean Pendergast never shuts up about Houston sports. Bias.
Truly.
So Yeah, okay. So my thought was, man, because Caleb Williams doesn't have great PR ahead of him. There's a lot of people that question just about who he is and how he operates, all of that. I came out of that game thinking, all right, the kid's tough as hell, but he's got to be smarter about how much he displays that intelligence, toughness. In the game, he did a good job of sliding at times, you know, to the point where Collinsworth had to annoyingly gush about it. But he also took that hit like that Alshire hit, which was a clean and legal hit that didn't need to happen.
Yeah.
He's got to understand. That whole game was, I feel like, Caleb Williams realizing that he's not in the Pac-12 anymore. He's as defunct and dead to the Pac-12 as the Pac-12 itself
right.
is. And, but in trying to kind of pull himself away from CJ, I figure, like, he's also pretty upset at the end of that. You know, he knows he did some stupid stuff in the second half. He also just got physically bludgeoned, and he's probably just wants to get the hell out of there. I don't expect the guy to sit there and be like, oh, tell me, oh, wise one, exactly. As I'm going to go in and field questions about how come you're not as good as CJ, I don't feel like hearing this advice right now.
Here's what I would compare it to in real life. This is what I would compare. You know what? Let's replay it one more time. Now that people hadn't seen it, know what the glitch the internet had with this. And you can kind of hear in the middle of the audio where CJ says, hey, come here, because Caleb had started to walk away from him. The part that you can't really hear great in the beginning is CJ telling him to stop taking all those hits that Seth was just talking about. So you hear that, then CJ says, hey, come here, and then he gives him some encouragement. So here, we'll play the audio one more time.
Good job out there,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
hey,
keep going.
Stop taking those hits.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
right?
Hey,
yeah.
Learn from those mistakes. And everything that you got, bro, is in you already, bro. You're going to be a hell of a player in this league.
Yep.
All right, boy.
Appreciate it.
For sure.
So two things here. One, CJ's a much nicer human than I am. I would have let Caleb die on the vine. Like, I'm one of 32 quarterbacks. I ain't giving advice to the other 31. That's number one. Number two, I think the real-life equivalent of where Caleb Williams was, Seth, because my guess is Caleb Williams and CJ Stroud are friendly. I don't know if they're friends, but my guess is they're friendly. They spend time around each other, I'm guessing, because Caleb went to USC, CJ's from California, so they're clearly friendly. I think the situation Caleb was in was when you get a phone call from somebody who's a friend of yours, but they catch you on a day where, like, I just don't feel like talking to people, man. You know, and you're forced to pick up the phone. You know, normally, Caleb was not in a situation where he could hit do not disturb on CJ. CJ was not going to let him hit do not disturb. So, Caleb, sorry, it's your friend CJ, and the rules are you have to take this call.
Yeah. They've known each other since middle school. Stroud is about a month and a half older than Caleb Williams.
About the same age, yeah.
They've known each other since middle school. CJ had said at some point, they got close after they'd graduated high school, so in the last few years, like, they know each other.
Yeah.
But it is... I mean, that dynamic is pretty stark right now. The difference between game two of CJ Stroud's rookie year, where it was a loss, but Stroud did some really good things in that loss in NRG Stadium.
And then went on to win the next two games by over 20 points apiece.
Caleb
ain't there yet.
Where Caleb Williams just went out and just had a really rough second half. Even in a game where CJ and the offense didn't do very well in the second half of that game either. Yeah. They're clearly just at different stages in their development right now and on different teams. But that, I thought, I mean, CJ just flat out coming out and just saying, you know, shake off those mistakes. If I'm Caleb Williams, there's probably a part where you're just still trying to process the loss. And CJ's being a good bro to him and everything, but also, like, if you can interpret that, if you're Caleb Williams, is like, yeah, okay, all right, man. I felt like the offensive line was a little to blame.
maybe CJ's a next level troller. Maybe, you know?
Hey, listen, a lot of people are going to be telling you that was the O-line's fault. Don't listen. It's you.
That would be great. And that would be great if he started listening. He'd be like, hey, man, just shake off those mistakes. Like the sack you took on third down on the last drive, like shake that off. The pick you threw to Lassiter, actually both of them, one got called back. Shake that. The one you threw to Stingley, you should shake that one off too. Like he's just listing all the mistakes.
Hey, shake off the fact that you really, I mean, legitimately threw three sacks. I know you're not smart enough to think that, oh, I knew that Henry Toa was going to get called for defensive holding. And that you actually made three really bad decisions in that game.
Yes. Caleb Williams, this is a text message. You can text the show, 713-572-4610, on a Wednesday morning here at Payne and Pendergast. Caleb wasn't dismissing Stroud. He was just concussed, and he didn't know where he was.
There's a good chance.
Might have been. Do you
explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you've seen the video, obviously. Did you read it the same way the internet did? Did you think Caleb was
I knew exactly where they were going to go with that. Yeah. And I think that it's tough because whenever people start criticizing a quarterback's personality as a prospect, you don't know how much of it is unfair and how much of it might be accurate and true. I would say just from watching Hard Knocks and all these various other things, it doesn't strike me that Caleb has the same inner drive and perhaps the same humility as CJ Stroud. Yeah. I mean, there's a certain amount of humility, like a blend of humility and confidence that great athletes, leaders, everything have, to where they're always trying to prove something. Even though they might be eminently confident, there's something in them. There's some kind of little something where they got a drive to prove themselves, and I don't know if Caleb's that guy.
I don't either.
I don't know if Caleb's that guy that's going to just... At one point last year in the season, you could see that CJ, I think, was probably putting way too much pressure on himself. He talked about it later on, but you could read it in his body language. You could see he was kind of tired, and I think the weight of the world was coming down on him. And at the very least, I guess, I don't think Bears people have to worry about that. Caleb will probably the cherry on top would have been if Caleb had then given CJ Stroud advice about his social media strategies
or his fingernails.
Like, hey, yeah, by the way, listen, there's some new transitions you can use on your shorts that can really pop, man.
And if
I've been noticing that.
And if he actually pulled his phone out from like the back of his pants to show CJ, yeah, like that he carries his phone around with him, like, check it, bro. Look at these filters.
Yeah. If I'm a Bears fan, what I'm saying is like, look, you're glad that your quarterback is upset in that moment.
Yeah.
I would say, honestly, if I were a Bears fan, I'd be more upset if Caleb just sat out there and, you know, was engaged and then they was smiling and happening and high-fiving. I'd rather have him look PO'd and just wanting to get off the field.
That's a good question, you know, because you pointed out appropriately that after week two, even though they were 0-2 last year, after 2 weeks of CJ, I was like, okay, we got the guy, you know, like for sure. Like I remember saying after that Colts game, I've brought this up multiple times. Whenever we bring up that Colts game, I remember saying to Clint before the postgame show, I'm like, all right, the one thing we know, CJ's not the problem. Like CJ, and I know it was garbage time, double-digit deficit, but you could see things in that game. Hell, you've pointed it out before, Seth. The Jacksonville Jaguars themselves, the opponent the next week, said, we saw things in those first 2 weeks of the season to tell us that this guy is a dude. I don't...
Not even the on-camera nice quotes or whatever, just what the Jaguars coaches were saying amongst other
about CJ Stroud
people.
Yeah, last year. Like, I don't know who the Bears play this week. I don't know that the Bears opposition's coaches are saying the same thing about Caleb Williams 2 weeks
right.
in.
I mean, yeah, he – it's tough, too, because, you know, at this point last year, it's not like Tank Dell and Nico Collins were looked at as, like, these huge assets that a young quarterback has.
Yeah.
So that – he wasn't getting the – nobody was saying, like, yeah, but he's got Nico, or yeah, but he's got Tank Dell. I think right now it's fair to say, all right, Keenan Allen isn't 100% obviously in that game or even present in that game. Roma Dunze might not be 100%, and he's a rookie. We saw Roma Dunze and Caleb Williams not being on the same page in that game. So that there's, you know, there's things working against him, but he has yet to show any kind of a flash the way CJ Stroud.
Well, and his marquee receiver is DJ Moore, and I'm just reading body language, but by the end of that game, DJ Moore did not look like he was in a good place, right?
Yeah.
You know, like it looked like there was a lot of similar frustration with DJ Moore that there was with Bryce Young's wide receivers in Carolina, like Adam Thielen and Deontay Johnson.
I think there's a really good chance Bobby Slowick is getting a job offer from the Bears through the grapevine by midway through this season.
Oh, for sure.
Not even not an actual offer or anything, obviously, no. But probes. I think feelers will have been put out.
If Clint Kubiak doesn't get one first.
Right. Yeah, Clint Kubiak and Bobby Slowick are right now. Those are the two guys in my mind that are probably getting the most buzz about yeah. things. And this is before, you know, CJ hasn't really had a great game yet.
No.
He's, you know,
he's
solid. That's not a slight against him. It's just I think that he's faced, at least in week two especially, that Bears defense is a genuinely good defense.
Yeah.
Now, with a rookie quarterback playing that way, and if his receivers are banged up, that Bears defense statistically might not look awesome at the end of the year because there's going to be a lot of pressure on him, but that's a very good defense.
And yet, look around the league, Seth. And CJ with two, what for him are maybe B-level games, B-plus at times, B-minus at times. CJ is one of the top five quarterbacks through the first two games because passing around the league overall two games in has been horrid compared to previous years.
I think that game, when I look around for objective or more objective people outside the city of Houston and myself, I think the thing that keeps coming up when I read and hear other people is the Texans in that game showed that they can take some punches to the chin because they've got multiple different ways to beat you.
Yes.
And that is the exciting thing, whether it's offensively, defensively, special teams, whatever it might be, you've got different ways to rebound from, you know, for instance, perhaps a banged up Joe Mixon, hopefully this
yep.
week.
Ocho pointing out Bears have the Colts this weekend. Okay, good. Good, good, good. All right, so we're rooting for the Bears. We're hoping for a little Caleb Williams comeback this weekend.
I hope that pep talk does Caleb Williams good.
Yes, yes, go beat the Colts. That's what CJ should have said. All right, let's get to headlines. A wild Astros game last night. If you went to bed because it's a West Coast game, I get it. But, man, we're going to do our best to recap what was one long acid trip in San Diego last night. Texans make a couple signings, including a familiar face, and a big name goes to IR in the NFL. We'll get to all that in headlines coming up next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.